the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to our edition of Biz Talk this morning. We're glad you joined us, and I'm in the studio here with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Good to have you back in business again.
Yep, and we want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. We're going to be off the air next week and the following week. We'll be returning on January 9, so we'll have some great Christmas music and other things going on for the next couple of weeks, but from everybody at the Score Chapter in the Fox Cities, we wish all of our listening audience a very Merry Christmas and a blessed 2016. Wish you all the very best.
Right. Yep. So, we're looking forward to a real active 2016. So.
And our guest this morning is Ryan Fulcher. Ryan is the Regional Vice President with Coldwell Banker, and we're going to be talking about a little bit of real estate, and Ryan has an expertise in social media. So he agreed to come in this morning as a former SCORE mentor to help us explain to you, the listening audience, and maybe answer some questions about social media. What is it, and how can we unconfuse it? Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me back.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here this morning. Tell us a little bit about your new role in Coldwell Banker and what you do there. You're a serial entrepreneur.
Yep.
And also, what's the difference between Coldwell Banker today and when Joyce Bidoff had it? There's so many people in the Valley really loved and respected Joyce Bidoff. What's the difference in that?
Yeah, absolutely. And just a little while ago, not more than 6 months ago, Coldwell Banker, the real estate group, was sold to a fantastic group, the Prodells, and are carrying on the legacy that that Joyce had started. Joyce knew the new owners and knew that this was the path that she wanted to bring the company. So my transitional period, last time I was here, I was a business consultant, mm-hmm. and one of my clients was Coldwell Banker, the real estate group. And since the acquisition happened just a few months ago, the new company had brought me on as regional vice president now.
Okay. And you're still located here in the Fox Cities area?
Yes, absolutely.
And what is the territory you cover for Coldwell now?
Wisconsin, pretty much. We're building Wisconsin up currently today, 18 offices and expanding almost monthly.
Cool.
Okay. And with those offices and so on, what kind of duties do you perform? What is your basic function over there, I guess is the way to put it?
Yeah. So the role is getting into helping the management team right down the role to helping the agents directly build their business and build this business to where we want to bring it. The vision for the Prodells is to create one of the, not just the biggest real estate company, but the best real estate company, not only to work with, but to be part of and be part of.
I bet that requires some social media stuff, technology stuff, right?
Just a little bit, right? As we go through this crazy world that we have, everything is tied to technology.
Okay.
And it's changing all the time. Nothing stands still.
As we sit here.
So in your background prior to your taking this position, you are an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur. You've had several companies. And how did you come to understand social media?
Well, I like the serial entrepreneur thing, that's kind of a neat analogy. I look at it as you either have one or two options. You either sit down and learn it, or you pay somebody. So it's the time money exchange. And in my business, I didn't get a $1 million loan to start any businesses initially. And I had no money. I had negative money like we were talking about. And so you just have to rely on the fact that it's something that you want and you go after it and you force yourself to learn it. That's how I did it. Maybe that's not the smartest for some people because they want to pay somebody to learn it. But it also gives me an edge, I think, right now in developing these new businesses.
One of the dangers of not getting involved in doing it, about having somebody else do it, is not really understanding how it works. That adds to so much of the mystery of the wonderful world of social media, where learning it helps you overcome that. I would guess that's an important feature for people to do.
Yeah, the caveat there is obviously I've had people that I've paid to do some of the advertisements, but I knew enough about it already that there are people that will take advantage of business owners and small business owners and.
Sure.
Some of us as small business owners in the beginning, we don't have the coffers of a $10,000 marketing budget. So.
Okay, so in other words, knowing enough about why it works is as opposed to how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And I think that, Randy, that's a very good point. I know in cash flow, when business owners are hiring an accountant or a consultant to help them, and they rely on that advisor to organize the money in the company, what the business owner is missing is that it's his or her daily decisions that
right.
create the cash flow. So they have to know how their decisions impact the cash flow. It's the same thing with social media. You have to know how your systems are impacting the sales and how you can measure the results.
Yeah, the quantification we talked about, again, is something that you have to be astute to. I mean, you have to learn your business. You have to know the numbers, and you can't just throw something out there and say, oh, I'm gonna put some money into social media. And we had also mentioned earlier on in our conversation this morning that most people, you know, social media on the skin is free, but there's another level to it that people don't realize, and the cost effectiveness, if you start learning it, is it's incredible. I mean, the ROI on Facebook advertising and paid Facebook advertising is great once you figure it out.
Why is social media so important today? Ryan, what makes it so critical?
I mean, you look around. I mean, you go to the store you see everybody face down in their phones. And there's just so much of that we're
doing that when they're driving.
That's the scary part too. No, they feel like you know, they have to be connected to this little device,
right.
And you can. I mean, I can't even imagine the numbers that'll come up in a couple of years of how much time is spent in the workplace. On Facebook versus doing your job. I mean, they used to do that on the computers when the computers came out, and they used to do that, you know,
right.
daydreaming. It's amazing.
Yeah, we used to, when we first started out and with the computers in our offices, we would shut down everything that gave you access to the Internet because it was, quote, a waste of time.
Right.
And now this has all gone the other way. If you're not working on the cloud or working on the Internet,
right.
you're wasting your time.
There's a blending now. It's like you don't know, you know, when you walk into your office and you see your employees there on Facebook, you don't know if they're actually promoting the company or,
right.
or promoting themselves. So
a lot of business owners need to understand, don't they, that their market is changing, the people buying their services or products might be changing, and they're using Internet more, they're using their phones more, they're maybe not reading the newspaper as much. There's still a role of the newspaper and billboards and all the standard. But the younger people are more reliant on the technology today. So in order to reach them,
right.
the entrepreneur has to have social media.
And everybody's connected. It doesn't matter if you're 16 or
right.
70,
right.
You're connected. I mean, and that's the thing is, yeah, some people aren't on social media, but let's not worry about that. It's depending on your market, you know, your business.
Where'd they get all those phone numbers? Remember what? Regent 45838 in Appleton. Now it's all those numbers. Well, you're listening to Biz Talk. We're going to take our first break here. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation with Ryan Falser, the vice president of Coldwell Banker. And if you have any questions, we'll give out the phone numbers on social media. So give us a call later. But you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there, making life happen, and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. Again, Merry Christmas to everybody in our listening audience. We're sure glad you tune in to us every year. We are SCORE. We are the Fox City SCORE chapter, and we're located in the Chamber Building, downtown Appleton. We have about 55 mentors in our chapter, and we have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac. We service about a 7.5, 8-county area, and our mentoring is free and is confidential. If you'd like to learn more about our SCORE chapter and the services we offer, you can reach us at foxcities.score.org, and you can sign up for a mentoring session right there on the website. Hit the submit button, and probably within a couple of days, a mentor will be assigned to you and be reaching out to contact you for a meeting. It's all free, it's all confidential, and we have disciplines in our SCORE chapter ranging from marketing, HR, banking, accounting, cash flow, process, workflow. If you have a question about how to grow your company, or if you're looking to start your company, please check us out at foxcities.score.org.
And Tony, don't forget, we do have specialists in the social media area as well. Mm-hmm. So we can try and help you with some of the things we're talking about today.
Yep. And we're talking this morning with Ryan Falser. Ryan is the Regional Vice President for Coldwell Banker, the Real Estate Group Incorporated. And Ryan used to be a SCORE mentor, and then he took this new position with the Coldwell Group. So sadly, we do miss him at the chapter, because he's a great resource for social media. We're going to be talking a little bit this morning about social media. And Ryan, explain for us, if you can, share with the audience, what is social media? What are the different types out there? We hear about LinkedIn and Facebook and tweeting, and I'm not going to tell my tweeting joke, Randy. It's cute, but I'm not going to tell you.
That's all right. Well,
anyway, what are those different social media, and how do they interact? Which one's best?
That's the million dollar question, right? And when we talk about social media, it's such a broad term. It doesn't just necessarily mean Facebook. It doesn't necessarily mean one avenue. But what I've always looked at is, what makes sense for your business? Where are your customers? And with, again, technology, it's something that you can track, and it's quantifiable, and you can see if it's working or not. Where newspaper, unfortunately, not all the time you're going to be able to get direct results. So social media and technology will bring you there. But yeah, there's Facebook, probably the biggest readership range. I mean, we're talking about, you know, kids to retirees to everybody in between. And then you have LinkedIn, which is more of a business, a little bit smaller niche. So again, analyzing your business. If your business is business to business, Facebook will work. But LinkedIn might be a more definite or dialed in piece of that. Twitter, hey, if you're a rock star and you're a famous person,
have a big following.
Twitter is great, but not a lot of business as an entrepreneur is done on Twitter. You can get a lot of information. You can follow a lot of great people on Twitter, But you as a business promoting Twitter, if you're going to spend $10,000 on Twitter, it doesn't make sense to promote Twitter.
Pinterest?
Again, your business and keeping up with it. You just don't post something and expect that that's gonna you know, excel your business out there. If you look at those venues and, you know, Pinterest and the rest of them, again, your business. If you're in if I was an interior decorator, Pinterest, exactly. That's where my niche market is. Does Facebook work with that too? Sure does. So you look at what's the best use of your time and energy.
How do you find that out?
Well, that, again, another million-dollar
question. Does LinkedIn offer advice, like if you're in these types of businesses, this is the type of social media we offer, or Pinterest, or do you talk to people? You got to connect with people somehow and learn, right?
Yeah. A lot of it's trial and error. Same thing that I got into it. And Google, you know, or Bing or whatever you use. I mean, you literally can Google, how do I advertise on Pinterest? Mm-hmm. And you will get 50 million hits on it and start reading, you know, yep. and start doing that. So again, it comes back to that whole time, money, energy thing is, do you want to pay somebody to do this for you? Sure. If you have the money to do it, pay somebody to do it. Takes your mind off of it. But the other part of the factor is, do you have the money to do it? And as small business owners and entrepreneurs, a lot of times we don't in the beginning.
And you still have to learn it, even if you pay someone.
You should. Yeah. You should have working knowledge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the other, just rolling along the same idea, it used to be when you were talking about this stuff, this was about, you know, you picked it up on your laptop, you sat there and watched it. Mm-hmm. In today's world now, everything seems to be going more and more to mobile. How important is that, is to be able to make sure that your information is going out in the correct devices and so on?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, Andy, because the whole again, I'm just going to go back to Facebook because it just does meet a lot of pieces of the puzzle. Is you can select to advertise only on mobile, but it also reports back to you in real time where people are coming from.
Okay.
So you can actually look at this saying, wow, you know, my ad is being shown in laptops and mobile devices, but mobile devices traditionally, if you have a younger crowd, will dominate that. Mm-hmm. So you can see that. That's the neat thing. You can print out a report. It's kind of like having your own marketing department right there.
How do I test that? If I've got I've had something that I was using on an app that was for laptop and so on, and how do I test whether that can be converted into a mobile? You know, somebody hits my site.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know whether that's working properly or if I have to make some serious adjustments?
Well, I think what you're talking about is you're selling an app.
Yeah.
You're saying
selling.
I mean, you could sell a pie. You know, let's just use that for an example. If you're selling any kind of product, you're going to use social media to promote that to sell that. And the best way to do that is to drive traffic to, you know, a landing page or something that you can actually specifically track. And that's where it kind of comes into, you know, is that working?
Yeah.
You know, how is that working? So
the landing page will keep track of who's coming and
it's
how many are coming.
It's your salesperson, really.
Right.
I mean, it's your non-paid,
right,
you know, salesperson that answers it the exact same way every single time.
Yeah, well, one of the other things I was trying to get to on that too is the fact that when somebody, for instance, Googles up something on their phone, on the mm-hmm. app, if they don't get what they're looking for quickly, they move on. How do you make sure that what you've got actually gets the answer out there fast enough? Is that a serious problem that people have?
Oh, yeah. And that's going in from the first thing is you want to test your product. And if you're going to spend money in advertising and driving people mm-hmm. to your product, you sure better make sure the product works.
Right.
And it sounds funny, but there's been times in my consulting background where people are like, I got the best thing in the world, and I go out and use it right in front of them and I can't get it to work.
Right.
You got to make sure your product
okay.
works before you spend any money. So it's the step process. And that's what's great about SCORE is you have, everything there. I mean, mm-hmm. from the point of idea conception to am I paying the right taxes? I mean, there's a SCORE mentor
right.
that's available, which is
right.
an incredible program.
Yep. With that, we're going to take our next break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to give out that phone number so you can call in and ask Ryan some questions. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated and entities.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
We're glad you came here, because this is Biz Talk this morning, and Merry Christmas to everybody from our Score chapter here in the Fox Cities. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer, and we're talking with Ryan Fulcher this morning. Ryan is a regional vice president with Coldwell Banker, the real estate group. And we're going to get back to Ryan in just a moment, but first we want to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter. In addition to the mentoring, the free and confidential mentoring that we mentioned a few minutes ago, we also provide some seminars and educational opportunities for entrepreneurs, who folks who'd like to start a business, and those who are in business. Randy, we just finished a year of stuff, webinars, seminars and stuff, and we're planning for next year. What's an idea of what's coming up next year?
Well, we've got a whole bunch of things. The calendar itself is going to be up on our website, foxcities.score.org, right after the first of the year. But we're looking at one of the main programs that we do, of course, is Simple Steps, which is five programs on how to start a business, what is it all involved, and that type of thing. That one we're anticipating to be coming up at the end of March and run into February, which should be good timing for everybody.
You mean February running into March?
The other way. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. I sometimes I get a little confused at my age. You have to understand that.
We're here to help straighten you out.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Now, also, of course, we'll be doing individual seminars on specific topics and so on, as we did this year. We probably will have one on your cash flow program. We have a lot of requests. People were interested in the tax and accounting program we just did.
Yep.
We did it over in Waupaca, but we have people who want us to do it here in town. So that'll be on our list. And then one of the other things, just real quickly for vets out there, if you're involved as a veteran and are interested in starting a business, we're going to be putting together a program called the Reboot Program. It's designed by the VA and the SBA, and it's a two-day seminar program. That one is scheduled right now. It's going to be happening in March, but all the details on it will be coming out
later. That'll be here in Appleton?
That'll be here in Appleton. It looks like we're going to be holding it over at the Venture Center.
Reboot.
Reboot.
Like boot camp.
Right.
Reboot.
But for any veterans who are interested in learning how to start a business.
Any veteran.
Right.
You could be 102.
That's correct.
Yeah. Great.
So
it's
a big program. We'll have, again, all the details on all the programs will be coming up on our website, foxcities.score.org, and you look under current local programs.
Great. Yeah, keep an eye on our website, folks, because there's always something popping up out there. That's foxcities.score.org. Look at the calendar. Also want to thank our sponsors who help bring BizTalk to you every weekend. And we couldn't bring the show to them or to you without them. So thank you to Fox Communities Credit Union. They've been a great sponsor of BizTalk for a couple of years. Albertson Haling, Kurt Haling is a partner there. They have offices in Appleton and Green Bay. Thank you, Kurt. Also want to thank Sarah DeBruin, Legal Business Edge. Sarah does business law. That's all she does. And she's very good at it, intellectual property, litigation, contract law. Also, we want to thank Bank First National. They've been a sponsor for a couple of years now. We certainly appreciate their support. And we'd like you to support them in their grand opening of the new building out on West Wisconsin Avenue coming up about January 19th. Some of us may remember that's the place where they used to have the Paradise Club.
Right.
Also, we want to thank Candale Marketing. Zach Pawlowski is the owner of Candale Marketing. Candale is in Oshkosh, and they built the BizTalkWithScore.com website. That's our website for the show. And they help us maintain that. So we want to thank Zach and his crew. And we want to say a special thank you to Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News for helping to promote our program and the biweekly periodical, the Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed to it, for $20 a year, you should subscribe to the Business News because it's going to keep you informed of what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So thank you to all of our sponsors. Ryan, we're talking social media this morning, and before we ask our first question, I'm going to give out the phone number so folks can come in and pick your brain. In Appleton, you can call us at 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. So, Ryan, in terms of social media, we're talking in the earlier segments about the different types and how we need to apply it and understand it, and we can hire someone to do that or we can do it on our own. You basically bootstrapped your way through that. You learned on your own. You didn't have a lot of money, and a lot of entrepreneurs don't, but you're living proof it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
But it takes determination and a focus.
Yeah, and you got to make sure you have everything else in perspective, right? And I always reference the book E-Myth by Michael Gerber to make sure that you allocate some of that time where some of my past clients...
Time?
Yeah, right.
People don't have enough time? That's not a good reason, is it?
Well, and that's where you kind of come to reality is you look at some of these business owners out there that are managing, you know, hundreds of different businesses in all over the world, and you wonder, boy, how do they do
right.
it? And all I'm trying to do is I'm trying to keep my doors open in this little shop in downtown, and so I can empathize with that, and I understand that there's some strain there that happens, but yeah, you have to figure out what's most important. Are you working in your business or on your business? And majority of it. And some people actually do the opposite. They will work on social media campaigns and then forget about their customers. So there definitely has to be a balance there.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Is one of my business coaches told me at one point. He said, "Well, there is no such thing as a balance, because balance is assuming you have 50-50, right?" And what he had mentioned is you have to have harmony. You have to have a harmonious, whether it's 90-10, as long as it's harmony, it works. But you can never look at it saying, I'm going to spend 50% of my time in business and 50% of my time personally.
Yeah, I certainly didn't mean that, but the harmony is a great term. You got to keep everything in perspective so mm-hmm. it's all working correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
When we deal with this social media, one of the key features that we always look at for that, I mean, we talk about is your ROI, your return on your investment. But the key part of that is the fact that social media itself is so quickly and easily, quote, easily,
mm-hmm.
Qualifiable. You can find out, you can keep, measurable results. How mm-hmm. important is understanding those results?
Yeah, if you don't have a way to measure any marketing campaign you have, don't do it. I mean, don't spend a dollar on something if you can't, and especially if it's free. I mean,
right.
That's the coolest part. If you find something that's free and you're using social media for free, you should still try to figure out how to quantify that and see the rate of return on zero is wonderful, and it's addiction. You know, we just talked at break is, you know, making money while you're sleeping is just an absolute piece of the puzzle. So,
well, one of the things, though, too, when you start talking about that, even if it is free, you still have we're back to that time investment,
mm-hmm.
too, so
mm-hmm.
you need to calculate that into your return.
Right. Right.
So.
Yeah, and all comes at a cost. Everything in our world comes at a cost. And you know, I just wanted to touch on, you know, some of the campaigns and some people out there going, oh, you know, he's probably sticking $10,000 in this campaign and having all this, you know, example is I had products in my past business models that were about $189, very niche, very very niche. Like
right.
like the viewer, the listeners out there right now, probably nobody would buy this product, but it's a $189 product, and I stuck into Facebook campaign about $52 into Facebook campaign over a 7-day period, and very target marketed, drilled down to the right customer and client. Had 9,000 hits on it or views on it, 12 purchases at $189. So I had about a $2,200 return on that product, and that product was a not a product like you'd normally see. It's a servicing product. It's something I created.
And how long a time was that? 9 days?
7 days.
7 days. Mm-hmm. And how long did it take you to prepare that? I mean, you had to do your research and you had to... How long did it take?
And there was many other ads that were run before you hit that one that finally goes. And this was about a month process.
Okay.
Once you start figuring it out and you can split test that product. So right down to this background is purple, this black background is yellow. And mm-hmm. I'm gonna send both of those ads out and then you can test that. So the purple one comes back and there's 10 times more clicks on it than this one. I know it sounds kind of confusing for some people because I'm not visually showing it, but what you want to test.
But you're experimenting.
And
E-Myth says you got to spend the time on it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to spend time on developing these because it just doesn't happen.
It's front-ended loaded work, I call it. You know, everything's front-ended loaded work. So you're not getting instant gratification from this. This is something that will happen over
time. Keywords, instant gratification.
Yeah, because when we've had you on do some of the seminars that you've done for us, for instance, we've seen that where you've shown, you know, one ad has the blonde young lady, the other has the brunette, which one gets more hits.
Right.
And it's strange how that works in the mind of the customer. It just fascinates me that, you know, things like that can make such a difference.
And you have to expel your own beliefs. And that's where a lot of people feel like, oh, this is the best ad. Or not saying anything's wrong with marketing, the professional marketing people out there, because I'm not a professional marketer. I didn't go to college for marketing. I don't have a marketing degree. It's the real world marketing, I guess, I looked at. And sometimes they say, you got to run this
marketing
ad.
Guerrilla marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they say, you got to run this ad because it's really nice looking. Well, it's because it's also the most expensive ad that you're selling me. Might not be the best for my business.
But really, what do your customers think of the ad?
Exactly.
That you're trying to develop an ad that will appeal to your customers.
Yep. So what Facebook does and other social media does is what some marketing companies don't do. So if I'm looking at coming into a magazine ad or something else and somebody says to me, this is a great ad, it's got good readership, you should run an ad in this paper, that's fine as long as you can quantify that. Where sometimes you can and sometimes you can't. If you can't quantify it, what I guess I'm suggesting is if you're a small business owner, be very careful of the shiny object. Make sure you're not chasing something that, especially if your competitor's in that book and you see that you need to be in that book because your competitor's in that book, that doesn't make sense.
If
it's not making you money.
We'll give out the phone number again real quickly. In Appleton, if you'd like to give Ryan a call, please give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, 866-887-1150. And it's Christmas time, so we're going to give away a book. The name of the book is Winning Ways for Life. It was written by Mong Nguyen, a very revered and respected and long-term SCORE mentor.
Right.
It's a great book on how to manage your finances and your life, and it's his personal life story.
Yep.
So if you call in and you have a question for Ryan, we'll send you a book. Just make sure that Reggie gets your phone number and your address.
Okay. Well, Ryan, just continuing on with some of the things, we keep referring to the fact that you're a serial entrepreneur, and it's something like an addiction. Could you kind of tell us a little bit about what that really is and how, what you do, what the process is that you get involved in when you start looking at things like that?
Yeah, and a lot of it is I don't just wing it either. I mean, that's one thing that that you have to look at is you don't just jump from one thing to another. You have to have a long-term plan, and obviously there are, there's not a straight arrow when you look at a plan. Obviously there's going to be some turns.
Crooked lines in there.
Crooked lines. my life included is there's no such thing as that, but there's opportunities there and you need to seize those opportunities. So, there's a point of that where it becomes really an addiction to make it better, making sure that you, when you touch something, you leave it better than what you found it. You know, you're taught that early on in your life, right? If you borrow something from somebody, you better make sure you return it. One, two, it better not be, garbage when you give it back.
Yeah, it's like value added. Mm-hmm. A lot of entrepreneurs want to add better value for the restaurant they own or the plumbing business they own or whatever than the competition does.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, all the plumbers do plumbing, but which one do you choose? It's the one that you get the better value from.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's better service. There's an extra touch. That's 24-hour, 24/7 servicing. Yep. Whatever it is, find your niche.
Keep looking, and that's the other thing, too. Mm-hmm. And where I'm at right now with Coldwell Banker, the real estate group, I'm very blessed to be aligned with them and the Prodels coming in and purchasing this company, because it essentially is, I feel like a kid in the candy store right now. There's so many opportunities.
You're having a ball, aren't you?
Yeah, there's so many opportunities that this could be, this will be, my life, my life's work pouring into this. And I probably don't see a reason right now to start another company.
Can you share why they brought you in? I mean, you told us before the show that you're really upgrading a lot of things.
Yeah, the company is really visionary. Mike Prodell, our president, is I won't say his exact age, but very close to me. I'm 40. So the visionary is in that piece of the puzzle. It's going to be carried on for many, many years. So that's why I felt, if I'm going to change. And you guys knew me as a business consultant, and you knew I was going in that direction, in that path. And this pretty much will be able to provide me, indefinitely. Mm-hmm. My need to grow and create some really good stuff in the future.
You've updated a lot of technology.
Technology was number one. Reevaluating technology. Technology can always be upgraded in any company. But when you look at the real estate business and you look at the real estate industry, how we're practicing real estate today is going to be much different than it is going to be in 5 years, as it is in 10 years, and globally different. So technology, though, is needed for everybody, and that was one of the first things is making sure you put the infrastructure. It's not always the pretty things, though, unfortunately. Right. It's not the shiny objects sometimes. But
okay, now going back to some of these things about this entrepreneurship and so on, too. A lot of people have this conception that it's a loner. You got to be somebody who's willing to go out on the path all by yourself. Is that true or false?
Yeah, it's absolutely false for me. I mean, yep. maybe somebody else has done everything that gotten everything that they've gotten in their life by doing it themselves, and they were the only one there. But I'll tell you, I feel like I did just a small fraction of it. I mean, you align yourself, I can. I've been doing coaching, but I also have a business coach. You mm-hmm. know, I have a business coach that I talk to twice a month, unlimited email and calls. He's an international business coach. So sometimes you get to that point where you upgrade and upgrade and upgrade, and you always have to have someone else helping you through.
Right.
But
right.
I have tons of coaches. I mean, including you guys in SCORE is you never say that you have everything.
Mm-hmm. No, Randy, that's a good point, because nobody can do it alone. And they might get lucky for a little while, but they're going to miss something, because having people around you and connecting with you, you have opportunities available to you. You have other things coming up that something might be going poorly for your company, and someone can share that with mm-hmm. you, and you'll find out about it, fix it soon enough.
Well, I can't even imagine if you were to look at SCORE itself and really look at what the cost would be for a customer. I wish I knew about SCORE early on in my business, because I would have saved a lot of money making those failure decisions that I made. And knowing that the SCORE mentors are people that you can trust, they don't have some other agenda in place. They have their agenda in place.
They're not trying to sell you something.
One of the statistics that I saw when you talk about that is, of course, the credit SCORE, we keep track as far as the number of new positions, new jobs, and so on that have been created through mm-hmm. our work. And for the state of Wisconsin in 2014, it showed $57 per new job created through SCORE. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's very many organizations that can claim that kind of a success record for that price. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We're going to take our last break right now. We're going to come back on the other side and wrap up our conversation with Ryan Fulcher. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Ding dong, ding dong.
Welcome back to our final segment this morning. You're listening to Biz Talk. Our guest is Ryan Falser, who's the Regional Vice President for the Coldwell Banker Group. And during the break, we had a caller call in and has a question. The question is, on Facebook, how do you separate the business Facebook account from the personal Facebook account?
Yeah, that's actually really good. I mean, because we talked about it, we could talk for hours and days on Facebook. There are two pieces of the puzzle here. What we're talking about is the your business page. Now, right. You have to have a personal profile page to even be on Facebook, and then the next piece of the puzzle is going to be a business page. So you have to separate those two technically from Facebook rules. I mean, Facebook rules say if you're a business, you cannot promote your business on your personal page. They don't want that done right on your personal page. What we're talking about is we didn't really get into power editors and, right, and you know, right, the paid advertising. Any paid advertising on Facebook has to be on a business page.
Got it.
Again,
so
free.
You can have a personal and business, but you have to have personal first.
Yep.
And from there, you can build your business.
Yep.
And you can pay for that.
Yep. Personal profile is going to get more reaches. They know that, you know, business is going to be, they want you to pay. I mean,
sure,
they're smart. So, yeah.
Was ma'am, I hope that answers your question. Thanks for calling in with that question. We're going to send you a book.
Going to that switching from personal to business. One time, I don't know if this was a myth or what, but there was a limit. You needed to have at least so many likes on your page before you could extend, or has that changed now?
Yeah, no, you can set up a personal profile page today and have a business page the same day. And, okay, and you don't necessarily need to use your personal page. Some people are really scared about that. They don't want to have a personal Facebook page out there. Well, just don't promote it then. And it still has to be there incognito there.
Yep. It's like having a library card to get into the library and read the books.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to have a personal account to be able to use the business part of Facebook.
And again, I can't stress enough the fact that you got to make sure you're not promoting your business on your personal page initially. The workaround there for everybody that's got both of them, and those of that have both pages right now know that their personal Facebook page usually gets more likes, more interactions. The workaround there is you post it on your business page and then you share it to your personal page.
Got it.
That's the right way to do Facebook etiquette.
Now, if people wanted to learn about social media, we have folks at the SCORE chapter who could help with that, don't we, Randy?
Yes, we do. If you put in a request for that, we have a couple of people who can at least, you know, keep you going and give you some good insight as to what's happening.
And they can be reached at score.foxcities.com.
foxcities.score.org. Hello, let's try that one more time, okay?
Go ahead.
foxcities.score.org.
There you go. Thank you.
There we go. Made it.
Now, Ryan, if someone wanted to call you and follow up with a question about the real estate business or maybe some advice on social media, how can they get a hold of you?
Call me, text me. I'm out there all the time. Again, if you have any questions on this, again, I'm not a social.
You're not going to, right.
Yeah. I'm not a social media company. Right. But I'll be happy to help anybody that's in my nature. My direct cell phone number is 920-277-1212. That's my personal, mobile phone number. You can call me, text me, and then, we can chat. I can give you email correspondence back and forth. Whatever, if you're a small business entrepreneur, I want to help everyone, I guess. That's the whole thing.
And your blood, you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And if anybody out there is looking for that, too, didn't get it written down real fast, if you go out to our biztalkwithscore.com website, we have that on the website, and also then we will have this program archived on there very shortly, so you'll be able to hear some of the things and go back through it. So,
Ryan, what's your biz tip for the – you're the last biz tip of the year.
Oh, so it's got to be
so it's got to be really
it's
good.
It's got to be a good one.
Pressure's on.
Well, I usually like to try, to do a small, quick, tip. But I guess the biggest thing that I can tell everybody right now is if you are an entrepreneur, and you're really struggling, or you're doing good and you want to bring it to the next level, I always looked at no matter where you are in your business, it's not the lack of resources, it's the lack of resourcefulness.
There, it's a wonderful tip. Wonderful.
So make sure you just dig in. Just keep digging until you find out what you're looking for.
And I like that because you may not know the answer to the question you have, but if be resourceful, and if you can't find the answer, find someone who might know the answer.
Scores
a great place to go for that. So, well, Randy, this is the end of our year. Last program for the year.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun so far all year long, and back and forth. Yeah. We've had some great guests, and reminder, too, if you want to hear any of the shows that we've done this year, they are on the archive, and we'll be looking forward to seeing everybody next year right here, 9 o'clock in the morning. So
we'll be talking to you next year, and in the meantime, we wish you a very Merry Christmas. We hope you have a very blessed holiday, and best wishes for a very successful 2016 for all of you from everybody at our Score Chapter here in the Fox Cities. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Thank you.